The main difference between a prison and a jail comes down to the time behind bars. Offenders sentenced to more than a year go to a prison. In a jail, like the Maricopa County 4th Avenue Jail in Phoenix, offenders have been sentenced to less than a year for their crimes.
But the majority of the people coming into jails are there for a very, very short period of time. Sometimes only 2 or 3 days.
ASU criminology professor John Hepburn says jail inmates are usually lower-level offenders, and many of them are still presumed innocent.
Keep in mind, jails are also holding pens while people are waiting to go to trial.
So for instance, if you're arrested for a DUI in Mesa, you're arraigned at police headquarters and then transported to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office in Phoenix. The county jail is like Grand Central Station for inmates. All Valley cities pay MCSO to book and house their offenders, but the cost for those services are rising. The booking fee has risen $100 in less than a decade to more than $300, and the daily price of housing inmates at the county jail has gone up too. It's now about $100 a day. Sheriff Paul Pinzone says he's concerned about what the county charges for detention, but he says the rates are set by the Board of Supervisors.
You know, some of the expenses come due to other factors, such as lawsuits and financial challenges that are absorbed by the county because of things that occurred before me taking this office.
Now, one Valley city is looking for a cheaper option. Mesa City Council member Chris Glover says as prices have gone up, their public safety budget has gone down.
We have to be very careful about where we cut because that is a priority and that's our core competency as a city. We need to protect and defend our residents.
So Mesa is revisiting an idea it's been looking into for years, privatizing their jail services. After submitting an initial request for proposals in 2012, Mesa Police recently selected Core Civic, formerly Corrections Corporation of America, to take over their jail services. Under the new contract, Core Civic would transport inmates from the Mesa Police headquarters to a private detention facility. Core Civic doesn't charge a booking fee, and their daily housing rates are less than $70. Mesa would still transport felony cases to the sheriff's office, as well as pay Core Civic $35,000 in monthly transportation fees. But the city projects the arrangement would still end up saving them more than $1 million a year. So the question becomes, at what cost?
Escapes, riots, abuses, negligence, mismanagement, all of that seems to come down to somebody was cutting corners.
Caroline Isaacs with the American Friends Service Committee has studied private prisons for 15 years. She says Core Civic, which declined an interview for this story, has a track record of operating understaffed and dangerous facilities. Initial presentations from Core Civic showed their Eloy facility, home to numerous inmate deaths and suicides, was listed as a potential site for Mesa offenders. Isaacs says contracting public safety to a private company isn't just potentially unsafe, it's an abdication of the responsibility of government.
This is a serious duty when you are literally depriving people of their liberty. That's as big as big government gets.
Contracting with Core Civic could also potentially interfere with successful alternative sentencing practices. Tiffany Merrill is leaving the Maricopa County Jail for the day on a work furlough.
You have to check in at a certain time, they let you out at a certain time. But it's definitely better to be somewhat semi-productive in society than just sitting in a jail cell in stripes.
Merrill has been able to keep her job as a server during her 6-month sentence, but only because she found employment nearby.
I have to get to work. I have limited time.
The Core Civic facility proposed in the Mesa contract is in Florence, an hour away from Mesa. Caroline Isaacs says sentencing offenders to serve even a brief time away from their community and support network can have a huge negative impact.
This is hopefully a minor blip in your life history, and having those supports in place and those relationships intact is really key.
Isaac says there is one guaranteed way for a city to cut its public safety costs.
Don't put as many people in jail is the answer. And this is actually something that Mesa has pioneered.
She contends doubling down on the city's alternative courts and diversion programs would be a more productive approach to solving Mesa's public safety budget problems. The city council will continue the discussion and could take a vote on the private jail contract on Monday. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Mesa.